This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. During Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama's first term, his attorney general, Eric Holder, implemented Operation Fast and Furious. This was not a continuation of Operation Wide Receiver. Operation Wide Receiver took place in Arizona. Mike Detti was the sole FFL involved in that, and completely different program, a completely different president, as a matter of fact. So, the ostensible purpose of Fast and Furious was to catch straw purchasers who bought guns in America and sold them to Mexico. It was also to implement some rules on these border states and their gun shops to where if somebody bought more than three of a type of a gun, that they had to report that, a special reporting of that had to occur. Now, of course, the ATF blew it. They never intended to interdict. They put no tracking devices on any weapons. No GPS, no nothing. And taxpayer-funded guns vanished into Mexico. They also didn't tell the Mexican judiciary that they were doing that either. But a secondary goal to this was this was for more gun control. Guns bad. And so when I read about the Democrats flooding cities with gun crime suspects, it makes me wonder if they're trying this same psychological trick again, just a different way. And what caught my eye was this New York Post report on the fact that almost 90% of gun crime suspects are back on New York streets. And we get nearly 90% of suspects arrested on gun charges this year back on the streets, which the NYPD says has fueled a historic spike in shootings that have left more than 1,756 dead or wounded. About 3,345 of the 3,793 perps arrested between January 1st and November 30th for firearms crimes, 88%, were let go, according to department data. Just 450 remain in jail. Some New York City Council members also want to order police to avoid any contact with homeless people, many of whom are deranged and violent. In Los Angeles, the new Soros-funded district attorney, George Gascon, who spent almost 10 years growing up under Fidel Castro, is unilaterally doing away with serious punishments for violent gun crimes, virtually assuring the criminals will be back on the street. Then there's the news that New York's shooting rate is heading for a 14-year high. After that, and I saw because of an ACLU lawsuit, a California judge ordered Ventura County to release half its prison population. The sheriff of Orange County, California, was ordered by a Superior Court judge on Friday to reduce the number of incarcerated people currently housed in the county's jail system by 50% to help curb the spread of COVID-19. The order stands. It will result in the release of more than 1,800 inmates, said Sheriff Don Barnes. Many of those inmates are in a pre-trial status for or have been convicted of violent crimes and will be released back into the community. This order puts our community at substantial risk and does not take into account the impact on the victims of these crimes. Chicago's Cook County. Also released all sorts of inmates due to COVID-19 and gun crime. That rate has skyrocketed there, too. And in addition to releasing criminals onto the streets, the big cities have cut back all, you know, on policing in response to the BLM movement's demand for defunding the police. And at the same time, with a Biden White House and a Democrat Congress within their grasp, the Democrats are going to make this huge push for gun control. December 14th, Kamala Harris remembered Sandy Hook by pushing gun control to keep our children safe. She said the common sense gun safety being pushed for the Biden administration includes a ban on the sale of firearms, which Democrats label assault weapons, as well as a ban on high-capacity magazines and the implementation of universal background checks. These types of gun controls have been pursued by Democrats like Chris Murphy at the federal level for years, and they've been in place in New York since 2013. And as Steph Feldman, who is Biden's policy director, said, the administration is planning big, bold moves through executive action to affect gun violence. When I see all these news stories and then listen to Feldman's words, all I can think of is that Democrats are deliberately driving up gun violence so they can justify that big, bold action against guns. And in that way, Operation Fast and Furious may have been a trial run for what the Democrats now plan, although I sort of doubt it. But here's the thing. This is going to push us. This may be the event that pushes us into a position where we have to finally say no, which we should already be there. If it was up to me, we would already be there, but it is not up to me. So, and for anybody out there, it's like, well, how come you haven't started it yourself? Well, I'd be alone. Nobody's going to join me. But what I'm looking to see, you know, that sheriff in Orange County, he's been sort of defiant about all of this. And, one of the things that I don't hear anybody talking about, like in New York, for example, I don't hear how much enforcement is going on for the SAFE Act. I would have to look into that to find out how much enforcement is going on with that. But the primary thing that I see coming out of this is going to be resistance. They're not getting anything of mine. I'm going to go out as soon as I can, as soon as I can find one that's the right price, and I'm buying a canoe that I can just park in my garage, and then when somebody says, well, what about your guns? I'll be like, see that canoe? I lost them all in a tragic river accident. But on the other hand, just like with BLM, just like with Antifa, the places where they're putting all of this out there, listen, America, if you live in one of these blue cities, it is very obvious that your leadership locally doesn't give a rip about you. Because they're throwing all of these criminals back out there. Chicago's already been this way for quite some time. New York City, that's going this way. I mean, you know, 3 years ago, I was watching videos in New York City. I wanted to go walk around in New York City and take pictures. No way I'm doing that now. No way. It's dystopian. Los Angeles, well, I've done a layover in Los Angeles, so technically I've been on the ground. So I've been there. I saw the big donut from when we were coming in for the landing. That's about as much sightseeing as I'm going to do. Suffice to say that I see some tense moments coming for the Democrats later on down the road as they attempt to put their stuff out there, especially they continue to throw the cops under the bus. Who's going to do this for you guys? It's sort of amusing if it wasn't so exasperating. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Gunrunner.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. So then, we're going to have to make a change in the Republicans. Some of them are willing to get scrappy. Some of them, I honestly are beginning to believe, even Cocaine Mitch, I think they're beginning to sort of be relieved that they no longer have to deal with Trump in a month, you know. And as long as they allow unreciprocated decency to stand in the way of the victory, even when we have the majority, they're going to be losing. Right now, the leader of the losers is former Attorney General William Barr. In the weeks before Election Day, he reportedly instructed prosecutors and senior colleagues to prevent the Department of Justice's investigation into Hunter Biden's brand of corruption and crony capitalism from leaking to the public. He wanted to keep the Justice Department out of campaign politics, although Biden's transgressions were directly relevant to a presidential election featuring his father, which reveals, you know, that just means Barr is a swamp critter. Ultimately, he sat silent as the left-leaning mainstream media disregarded the Hunter story and labeled all of us as kooks while social media's woke elites censored it. And even as president-elect, as they're saying, Joe Biden lied to defend his son, Barr refused to speak up. His silence signaled that Biden was ollie-ollie oxen-free. Magically, along with the COVID-19 vaccination cure, the end of the 2020 election means that Americans are only now learning about the DOJ investigation and Hunter's shady tax affairs. Not only that, but the Hunter investigation began in 2018, 2 years ago. If you're like me, if you are a true believer in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, once again, we find ourselves at a crossroads. Do we defend Attorney General Barr and his commitment to America First principles, or dismiss him simply? If you take the creature out of the swamp, can you take the swamp out of the creature? If the Democrats were in power, would they have revealed a DOJ investigation into Trump's tax affairs to gain an advantage on Election Day? And the Democrats wouldn't even deny it. They couldn't. This is the same party that impeached Trump over unfounded allegations of Russian collusion for making phone calls. Disclosing a DOJ inquiry would have certainly been fair game, and to quote White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany, all Barr had to do was say an investigation is going on. And this failure by the Attorney General is a perfect illustration of why Republicans have lost in academia, sports, Hollywood, corporate America, and the rest of it. And it shows why we will continue to lose presidential elections and legislative battles. And going to some extreme lengths, Democrats fight dirty to win. Representative Adam Schiff understood this when he repeatedly lied about Trump's relationship with the Kremlin. Former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid understood this when he lied about then-presidential candidate Mitt Romney's tax returns in 2012. And when grilled about his false claims in 2017, he simply responded, "Romney didn't win, did he?" Democrats win because they understand this fundamental concept. There is such a gap between how one lives and how one should live that he who neglects what is being done for what should be done will learn his destruction rather than his preservation. How many Republican poll watchers are willing to cover up windows so Democrats can't see ballots counted? How many Republican ballot counters are willing to put Democratic votes in the trunk of a car? How many right-leaning magazine editors are willing to hold back and not critique the Republican president a year out from the election? How many right-leaning cable networks are willing to systematically kick off leftist voices leading up to Election Day? How many establishment Republicans elected locally are willing to cleanse their bureaucracies of left-wing hacks? Although Trump was a masterful executive whose America's First policies rejuvenated the Republican Party, his gains will be very short-lived if other Republicans refuse to battle Democrats in the trenches. I would trade in Trump's entire term if Republicans could learn just one lesson from their president, which is how to fight dirty. The likelihood of Hunter being prosecuted under a Biden administration is about 1%, if that. The likelihood of a conviction is even lower. The likelihood of a presidential pardon for Hunter, however, is closer to 100%. And once the Biden administration gains control of the DOJ, investigations into the Trump orbit are likely to follow, and Americans will certainly hear of them. And therein lies the difference between success and failure, or a Democrat and Republican. Facebook, Google, and Twitter, or you can just say the Democratic Party, have no reason to start playing nice now when their lies are rewarded with victory after victory. If Republicans do not quickly learn how to boycott, peacefully protest, and destroy the character of their Democratic opponents, even if it means lying to the leftist media, they will continue to be losers forever. It's time for a fiercer, more furious Republican Party. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I understand. You know what? That's not true. I don't understand. I don't understand how we can have such a big difference between two groups of people. I don't understand how we can look at, how somebody can look at Mitt Romney and call him a Republican. Or Ben Sasse. I don't understand how we can go through all of this. I heard that Lindsey Graham, who I voted for, I heard that Lindsey Graham told Joe Biden that he would help him in the Senate if he could. Didn't say what he was going to help him with. This is the same guy who's just fighting for his political life. This is the same guy whose constituents backed a president that we're all deplorables. And we don't have any of this nonsense going on that's going on in the Northwest. But, where is the anger, people? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop-off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. President Trump is not happy with the stimulus package Congress passed earlier this week. The president in a video message saying Congress needs to give more money to the American people.
I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
President Trump also vetoing a defense authorization bill. House and Senate leaders believe they have enough votes to override the veto. You're listening to USA Radio News. The nation's hospitals continue to be strained with the growing number of coronavirus patients. The COVID-19 tracking project reporting a high of 117,000 Americans were being treated for COVID-19 in hospitals on Tuesday. That's a jump of more than 3,000 from the previous high. With a little bit more on one of the top stories I told you about earlier, three of President Trump's harshest Democratic critics are strongly supporting his call for $2,000 coronavirus relief payments. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar agrees that stimulus payments should be more than $600.
Democrats have been pushing for more stimulus checks, and in fact, Speaker Pelosi is bringing this up tomorrow, so let's get it done.
Klobuchar continuing on MSNBC.
He is going to have to deliver his own party, especially in the U.S. Senate, but I'd like to get that done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus. That's the home of the militia line, the reformation line. I mean, go check them out. franklinarmory.com. The decision by the Supreme Court not to take the Texas case was not just an abrogation of one of their very few. They don't have a whole lot going on, right? That's not exactly a labor-intense job being a associate justice, I wouldn't imagine. It was a betrayal. Total betrayal. Americans have been betrayed by an institution that we believed in. And the justices, as all judges do, probably want to say it isn't personal. But, you need to worry equally about people's perception of what you do versus what you actually, whatever you think is motivating you. Now, Neil Gorsuch did not have a very hard time with confirmation. The other two Trump appointees had a horrible time. And we saw that, and we fought for them. And ordinary Americans demonstrated in the streets at their own physical peril. People lost their jobs supporting Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh. These patriots did not take the easy way out. They went out there for these people personally. Justice Barrett's confirmation was a great source of hope for conservatives. It meant the last institution standing had a chance. A chance of standing between ordinary Americans and the globalist barbarians at our gates. And when the call came, the three justices betrayed us. When the chips were down, they didn't make a single peep. Nothing. Because they're home free. They have a guaranteed cushy deal for the rest of their lives. The people of Texas wanted Donald Trump to be president. So did 17 other states people. So did the citizens of four cities that were the core of the Democratic theft strategy. Atlanta, Milwaukee, Detroit, and Philadelphia. The complainants in the Texas suit, if they could prove their case, were deprived of the president they voted for. This is a big loss. And every day the magnitude of the complainant's loss is being made more clear. We get Susan Rice again. We have unchecked big tech oligarchs everywhere. We might have us a cross-dresser in the military leadership. As soon as they thought they were home free, the snakes came out of the woodwork and made their plans clear. And the goal is clear. Get the unelectable Harris into the presidency. Biden's going to be out. He and his family will be the subject of horrifying revelations of a special counsel investigation that will allow Harris to inoculate herself against blame for his demise. The globalist whispers in her ear will be the source of her policies. All complaints against her will be racist and sexist. This worked before. It'll work again. Instead of standing in the way of this horror show, SCOTUS, especially the three newest justices, said something my U.S. Navy captain father used to say was common parlance in the upper ranks. Pull up the gangplank. I'm aboard. When your brief statement was released about how Texas's loss was not cognizable, when that was released, we're left with the conclusion that you succumbed to the Democratic bullies that threatened to pack your precious court. And breaking news, they're going to do it anyway. Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, you will have outcomes you may not see. Like, you're never going to regain your stature with the American people. And there's nothing you can do about it. Sometimes in those moments, you have to adopt the courage that got you there in the first place. Anybody today that is put forward as a Supreme Court Associate Justice, if they don't think it's going to be a tumultuous roller coaster, then don't step up. You're going to languish in comfort personally and professionally. But that's fleeting. And it's fragile. Because you're not going to be respected. And if things do go sideways, I don't know. Because a lot of these people that feel betrayed are going to want vengeance. Nothing you can do about that lack of respect either. And you're going to have no credibility. There's nothing you can do about that as well. You will know how we feel even though you think we are wrong. And there's nothing you can do about that as well. And they should ponder these things. You know, every now and again, when a person came to, I got a call one day back in 2010. saying, I heard you on a voicemail. I'd like for you to come and do a sound test to see how you would sound on the air. And, of course, I said, yeah. Yeah, I had to drive 120 miles to go take that sound test. I was going to have to drive that every day to do a radio show. And, of course, I said, yeah, and I went and I did it. Because this was a moment that I'd never thought would come. And then when it came, I went. And when the opportunity beckoned, I took it. And the 2 years that followed that, the 2.5, 3 years that followed that, were nightmarish. I lost a house. I sat in the dark a lot. I sat in the heat a lot during the summer and in the cold during the winter. All that stuff. I did it, though, because this was my moment, and I had to take that chance, because it wasn't going to come again. Here we got these Supreme Court justices. In the moment when we actually need them, when we actually want to try to not go into this violent spin we're about to be in, they just simply say no. They simply say no. And they listened to intimidation. We would have protected them. We would have done the same thing we did to get them. You know, we knew about the threats that were coming at them. We would have taken care of them. But we know what they are now. They're in a position of authority. And they're cowards. Cowards in a position of authority. That was the moment that I knew that things might get bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You'll never catch them getting caught up in a bunch of stuff where they didn't dot the I's and cross the T's. It's very hard to imagine a better example of the feckless arrogance of our stupid establishment, which is going to be what leads us to a violent... I don't know what it's going to be. It's not going to be a civil war. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's not going to be a civil war. But it something is going to happen. I just don't know now. But then Jill Biden, the presumed first lady, demanding that we all hail her as doctor because she has some lame educational degree. She is technically a doctor of a sort. And if you wish to call her doctor, you go right ahead. But don't demand it of me. You can call me Bill because that's my name. And believe you me, I have no ego deficiency that must be addressed via the use of the titles to which I am technically entitled to, but about which demanding their use would embarrass me. Demanding the fake recognition does not embarrass Jill Biden. Being known as a doctor is super important to her. And of course it is. She's a perfect embodiment of our lame ruling caste, which considers itself entitled to respect and deference, not because it actually did anything. I mean, who wants to name anything for me that our ruling caste has done right in the last couple of decades? But solely because of the punchline credentials its members award each other. A doctor of education. Yeah. If there's one thing America's education institutions deserve after the last 20 years of turning out indebted halfwits is respect. but give me my credentials. Because credentials today are what it takes to the place of actual achievement. Jill Biden hasn't actually done anything except for roping in that desiccated old weirdo of a husband, and yet we're supposed to be in awe because some college tossed a diploma in her general direction. And her insatiable need for recognition, a need endemic to the garbage class from which she sprang, supposedly overrules things like the convention that we typically address other medical type doctors as doctor in ordinary conversation. I don't know about you, but I was not consulted on this revision of the convention, and I don't agree with it, so I'm not going to do it. So, you know, if I were to ever meet her, I would say, Ms. First Lady, Ms. Biden, or Jill, and I might say sup. But here we have our trash can media asserting that we are now somehow morally obligated to comply with her wants and give her the sheepskin, my precious. And if you look at the people in charge of stuff, and with a few exceptions in Silicon Valley, none of the people running our institutions had anything to do with creating those institutions. Not the media, not academia, not the NFL. The people in charge inherited their positions not through birth, but by getting into Harvard and then not flunking out, you know, just, you know, showing up and managing the, and that's the sum total of their achievements on their resumes. They didn't flunk out of Ivy League colleges where it is impossible to flunk out and largely impossible not to get straight A's. At least the inbred dolts of the England, of the British royal family, occasionally perform a ceremonial function. Give the males credit, they suited up and they went off into service. Queen Elizabeth has provided continuity and dignity even as the members of her clan beclown themselves in the tabloids. And in contrast, you have alleged president-elect-ish asterisk insisting he's proud of his son Hoover. Why? That's the ultimate participation trophy. Grandpa Badfinger is proud of his dope-huffing, stripper-pulling tax dodger for no other reason than the reprobate sprung from his loins. How on brand is his bride demanding that we all pay homage to her via her goofy degree? And by the way, noted Democrat Bill Cosby also made a huge deal of his sketchy education degree, even using it in the credits of his shows before he got locked up for doing what big-time Dems do best. By the way, it's not achieving stuff. No wonder everything around us is a mess. The people in our society, trusted with our institutions, have done nothing in their lives except to get accepted into prestigious colleges. They glided on from there on the power of their diploma. And Dr. Jill is the poster child for these hacks, demanding respect, but never earning it by doing something besides just showing up. I have credentials. I don't have a degree, but I have credentials. And you should not be impressed by my credentials. My credentials may be better than yours. They may be worse than yours. Trust me, I'm not impressed by yours. I may be impressed by what you do with them. But the credentials don't give you the cachet of just being able to sit there and, you know, he did this back when he was a, you know, in a fraternity. You should respond with the only thing these hapless clowns deserve, which is contempt and mockery. Dr. Jill is a joke, and her husband, the asterisk, is a joke. And the whole damn establishment is a joke. So laugh at them. What are they going to do? They're going to come after you. When they get huffy and demand your respect, you can laugh even harder. It'll be funny. Before we do this flip, Mitch McConnell, he got out there and he's warning Republicans not to object when the electors are certified on January the 6th. And he told his caucus that challenging the results would force Republicans to take a terrible vote because they would need to vote it down and appear against President Donald Trump. terrible vote, as he put it, would be bad optics of Senate members voting against Trump and affirming Joe Biden. Better keep the treachery hidden than out in the open, I guess. And it would certainly put a crimp on the campaign donations if 80 million Trump supporters witnessed a Republican senator selling out the president, wouldn't it, Mitch? This was the second example on Tuesday of McConnell undermining the efforts of Trump and his legal team to fight back against election fraud. The first shiv came Monday night. A 10-minute speech on the Senate floor. The turtle congratulated China Joe and Kamala Harris as the first woman vice president-elect. Many of us hoped that the presidential election would yield a different result, but our system of government has processes to determine who will be sworn in January 20th. The Electoral College has spoken, so today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. Cue the media and the echo chamber of "It's over." Trump may not have conceded, but McConnell did so for him. You know, Senate Majority Whip John Thune also added, "I understand there are people who feel strongly about the outcome of this election, but in the end, at some point, you have to face the music. I think once the Electoral College settles the issue today, it's time for everybody to move on." That's always the thing, isn't it? We come to a point, and then it's time to move on. No matter what just happened, we come to a point, and then it's time to move on. This is the way, you know. A couple of things happened Monday. The Antrim County, Michigan report revealed Dominion voting machines were manipulated so that individuals or machines could change 68.05% of the votes. And seven states accepted two slates of electors. In addition to the electors voting for the presumptive winner, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and New Mexico also selected Republican electors in case of an overturning of the election because of widespread fraud. Just having two slates of electors casts a pall over the alleged Electoral College victory of 306. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.